Hello everybody, what's up? The Changes Coming Guy here again. And today's message is to check your spiritual hygiene. Check your spiritual hygiene. Yeah, you heard me. Check your spiritual hygiene. What I mean by that is don't allow everybody to have access to you. Don't allow everybody to have access to you because that will bring forth spiritual contamination. You don't want anybody messing with your spiritual life. If you're in good spirit, you want to remain in good spirit. If you find that someone's around you that's cutting your spirit, they're making you feel low, making you feel down, the best thing that I could tell you is to distance yourself from that person. I'm not really a person anymore to say to cut anyone off because I feel like that's a personal thing that people have to deal with. You know, if they want to cut someone off, or if they don't want to cut someone off. And you could tell somebody to cut someone off as long as you want until the cows come home and the rooster starts crowing. But if they have it in their mind that they don't want to cut off that person, then you just have to let life be the ultimate teacher for them. Right? So practice spiritual hygiene. Another thing is you want to be reading books that are going to purify your mind and take your mind off of certain things. In this world, there's so many things happening right now, and it's so easy for us to be drawn into a sunken place, into a spirit that is just not good. I found myself being in that place a couple times, and it ain't fun. There's no fun to that, you know? No one wants to feel, no one would want to feel down. No one would want to feel sad or mad or upset, you know, or depressed. No one would want that. So it's important to really check on your spiritual hygiene as much as you can. Reevaluate your circle. Reevaluate who you're talking to on a daily basis. Another thing is knowing who's for you, knowing who's not for you. You know, a lot of people come into your life and you think they're going to be around for life. You know, you meet that nice girl, that nice guy, and you're like, man, this girl, man, she's amazing. And all of a sudden things start to fade. And as things start to fade, your spiritual life is going down the drain. Don't allow that to happen to you. Don't allow anybody to have the power over your mind to kill your spiritual vibe. Always have a high frequency. Don't ever have a low frequency. Or don't ever allow people to have you sink into a place where you're in a low state. Don't allow people to do that. We'll do it to ourselves sometimes, you know. As I said, we're all human. We're all going to have times when we're down, we're sad, we're all these type of emotions. It's okay. But what's not okay is staying there, you know, because that brews depression and self-esteem issues and so forth. All right, so that's all I wanted to tell you guys today. But listen, if you haven't went on to Amazon.com to get your Changes Coming book, this is a book about my life story. Go get it. It's on Amazon.com. Changes Coming by Patrick James. Also, if you want to help the movement right now, I opened up a store. And the URL for the store is www.changescominggoods.com. So changescominggoods.com. That's www.changescominggoods.com. We have a lot of motivational clothing there as well, and clothing that is stylish. You know, we have a bit of everything there. So go check it out. And God bless you all. Stay safe. And remember to protect your spiritual hygiene. Peace.